You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
A 5 furlong maiden, it's 42-year-olds at 4 o'clock, and the one to focus on here is Hunayna from the Mickey Halford stable, who's been a little bit unlucky not to get off the mark so far to date in her 4 starts. She was just nutted in the final strides by Velveteen at the Curragh 2 starts ago, and that form looks absolutely rock solid, with the third horse Morheba running really well subsequently in group races. And then, unfortunately, the same fate awaited her last time out at Navan, when she was just picked off later on by a wild outsider of the Jessinger Harrington stable called Tinder. The time figure of the race was pretty good, and they were well clear of the rest in big field, so there's a good chance today will be the day for Hunayna to finally get off the mark and end that frustrating run of second place. She's also well drawn, and I think the drawback in triple suit her. So Hunayna hopefully will justify favouritism in the opening contest.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, the 5 furlong contest. This time it's for the older horses, and there only looks to be a couple to concentrate on here. Akelia and Watiki from the Dermot World Stab. Watiki will probably just about get the vote. She didn't handle the very soft ground or the trip last time out at the Curragh, that was back in May, but prior to that she'd been running consistently well. Particularly that run behind Tony the Gent at Garran Park reads well when Schubert was sandwiched in between. Both of those two horses are rated very much in the 80s nowadays, and a reproduction of that kind of form would certainly see her go close to turning over Akalia, who's been a little bit frustrating of late. She looked as though she got the race in safekeeping down in Bellystown the other day, only to get run out of it close home by the fast finishing I Will Excel. Prior to that, she's run well behind Peacehaven. And again, she's shown a similar level form to Watiki. But on this occasion, with the better draw and perhaps just a little bit more class, I would imagine Dermot World's filly will just about come on top of that little jazz between those two.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then. This is an absolute belter of a little maiden here. There's quite a few strongly fancied horses and horses I've kept my eye on following eye-catching runs of late. Delegating's a horse I like. She's a big filly by Delegator, and she ran really well last time out in a good, strong Galway maiden won by Lost in Silence. I think she'll progress as time goes on and when she fills into her frame. But the two I'd be more interested on tonight would be Hanzoon Prince and, more predominantly, Lady Morel, who caught the eye in a massive way here back in mid-July when staying on from a very unpromising position from a bad draw to end up finishing off extremely eye-catchingly strongly to finish an ever nearer fourth behind Dancing Waves. Considering that run was at this track, that'll obviously stand her in good stead. And with just normal improvement, and if she's a bit more streetwise tonight, she simply has to be there or thereabouts in this similar race tonight. I'd certainly have plenty of time as well for Hanzoon Prince, as I mentioned. He ran really well in Navan the other day behind horse of David Marnane's called Little Clarinet. And the way he kept on in the latter stages as well in that race suggests that he'll be very much appreciating the extra furlong he's racing over tonight. So a real tight-lit little maiden here between 3 very nice horses for the future. But on this occasion, and at the prices, and considering she's already got good track form, I'd probably go with Lady Morel, who's available to back at 4-1 this morning with William Hill.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, and a very complex and trappy looking nursery with plenty of horses that could be given sound credentials here. But the one I quite like here is Noble Intention, top weighted, it from the Jer Lyons stable, who very much caught the eye the other day in that race. It was won by Little Clarinet. We get a chance to see how good that form line is, because Hanzoon Prince from the same stable, who finished second, runs half an hour earlier on the card. So hopefully that horse will run well and give this gelding by Zebedee every chance of following suit. Could have done with a slightly better draw, you'd have to argue. But apart from that, seems to have solid credentials. Ran really well the time before at Garen behind Legaticimus. And that form also looks pretty good. So not a bad handicap mode to start off with, but aided and abetted by the fact that we've got £10 off as well with a decent apprentice on board. This horse gets a chance to race off 69 tonight, which looks very favourable. Ran about 6-1 this morning. I'd expect Noble Intention to certainly run a half a decent race and give us a fair shout in the 7 furlong nursery.
Race 5.
On to the 5th race on the card then, a 7 furlong handicap. A couple that catch the eye here, most notably Hatton's Cross, who's certainly been running a good deal better than his form figures suggest of late. He was noted staying on quite eye-catchingly at the Curragh behind Ducky Mallon on the 20th of August. And then he ran quite well in similar fashion behind the same horse at Navan the other day when doing all his best work at the finish. Certainly suggests nowadays that this 7-year-old is crying out for a little bit further than the 6 furlongs which he's used to running over. So 7 furlongs tonight should be ideal. Not a bad draw either in trap 5. I'd be hopeful that Hatton's Cross can certainly run well at double figure odds. And the other one to mention is Smiling Emily, who comes out really well in my speed figures here. This horse has been sort of knocking at the door of late and has finished 6th and 5th respectively in 2 very good handicaps at Galway and Tipperary, both behind improving sorts. And although she hasn't yet won a race, it can only be a matter of time before this horse finally gets off the mark. Maybe it might be tonight. Nicely drawn. Again, another one that to consider at a double figure price. So Smiling Emily and Hatton's Cross hopefully will do as proud there in the 6.05.
Race number 6.
On to the 6.35 then, and again another very complex affair. But I really like the run of Rolana down in Bellistown the other day behind Royal Rosalie. We've already seen that form advertised in spectacular fashion when Papal Parade, the third horse, went to Navan last Saturday and duly obliged. And the way that Rolana finished off her race certainly suggests that she was one of the better horses in that particular contest. She absolutely flashed home. So stepping up in trip tonight to an extra furlong, mile 5, should stand Willie Martin's charge in good stead. And with everything set fair or in her favour tonight, with a decent apprentice on board, Killian Ledden has certainly been catching the eye. I'd be expecting a huge run from Rolana here tonight. And at 5-1 with William Hill, that doesn't look a bad each way bet from the way where I'm sitting.
And the final race.
The 7.05, which is the Ulster Cesarewitch. Plenty of horses have been laid out for this contest, you'd imagine. But the couple that do catch the eye for me here would be Lisa's Legacy and Mikras. Lisa's Legacy from the Shane Ryder stable ran well in a very competitive handicap at Galway. And then Julie obliged at Ballinrobe when sent back over hurdles a couple of weeks later in pretty impressive fashion. He still remains in, obviously, in very good nick, and Dennis Linehan takes a valuable 7 off. So I would certainly be expecting Lisa's Legacy to be somewhere on the scene. Hopefully Mikras will be as well from the Pat Fahey stable. Now, she's run a good deal better than her finishing position suggests on her last 2 starts, particularly as both of those contests she's been involved in have been very strongly run affairs. That 6 behind Botany Bay certainly reads well. I thought Botany Bay ran really well at York last time out, and Udigo, the third horse, has won subsequently. Nothing wrong with that form the time before either. She only just finished on the coattails of Morga, who's gone on to run well over hurdles, and, of course, on the flat recently when chasing home a very short price favourite of Dermot Weld the other night. So overall, I do think Mikras has got a much better chance than at first glance. So my 2 against the field in the final race would be Lisa's Legacy and Mikras. Of course, we've got a very busy weekend over in Ireland. We've got an unbelievably strong day tomorrow at Leopardstown. So a full preview will be out for that tomorrow morning. And also, there's a decent card as well at the Curragh on Sunday. And of course, it's the start of the Listowel Festival. Unfortunately, I'm going to be on holiday for a week, so I won't be doing Listowel. But I'll leave you with Leopardstown and the Curragh before I go away. And I'll look forward to catching you on my return, which will probably be on a week on Sunday. So for me, it's bye for now. And happy punting it in the interim.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.